this is Shane again with Homer New York, Texas. Thank you for taking a second to listen to this podcast. Homer New York, Texas, here to give you the cleanest clean at your home. Make sure all your outdoor living spaces are clean and looking just like they were the day they were installed or put in or built. And that's what we do here. Our motto is don't tear it down and start over and renew it. And we hope you'll use Homer New York, Texas to help you with that. Our number is 281-245-9529. We're going to talk a little bit today about pressure washing your home. Is this really something that you should do yourself? Is it something you should hire a contractor for? I think back, not too long ago, I had a man call me, want me to come look at his deck and his patio. I had a beautiful home and a beautiful outdoor living area, and he wanted to redo his deck. So we were going to clean it up and stain it and get it looking new again. Give it the whole home renew treatment. And so we got there, kind of agreed on a price to get all that done. And he began to show me his vinyl siding on his house and let me know that his wife was just furious at him for the condition of their vinyl. He had decided to wash all the mold and mildew off himself. And boy, I got to looking at it, and it looked like a kid had just taken a crayon and just marked all over it. And what this man did, he used the wrong tip, he used the wrong method. And even with a vinyl siding, something that you would think would be fairly durable, he ruined it. So he could have paid someone, you know, $450, $500 to come through and clean their home. But instead, he did it himself. But now he's going to have to replace every bit of the vinyl siding on his house. And we see those kind of things over and over again. Wood. I don't think people realize sometimes when you have a pressure washer, just what kind of power that is behind those things. Anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 units of water coming through there, and such pressure. And especially if you've got a nice wood area, a nice deck or wood siding on your house, that pressure washer will eat that up before you even have a clue what's going on with wood. I mean, there's a method. You know, we teach our guys to always keep their wand moving. We only use a 40 degree tip, which is the white tip. And if you're going to use it or do a do-yourself project, I would encourage you to take all your other tips and just throw them away. Only keep the white one, and that's going to help you not make a lot of damage. But even with that, you can mess it up. So we teach our guys to make sure they have the white tip on. Make sure that their wand is always moving. Start from the bottom. We have a fan technique that's used to clean with. And never stop. Never stop your wand. What we see a lot of folks do, they'll get their wand ready, they'll turn it on, and as soon as they pull that trigger, they dig into the wood. Or they will miss a spot and they'll stop and try to go back and get it. And when they do that, they eat into the wood and they make these marks that you just cannot get out. And so it's a shame to see those kind of things. So really be careful and watch what you're doing if you get ready to wash any kind of wood siding or a deck. You've got a lot of money invested there. You want to make sure that looks nice. Even with concrete, how in the world could you ruin concrete with a pressure washer? Well, concrete just by nature is it's a very porous material, and you get those pores opened up, and it's going to begin to crack. Water's going to get in. If you live in an area of the country where it gets below freezing, it's going to freeze and burst up. All because somebody with a pressure washer didn't know what they were doing. And so our company don't do those kind of things. We have a three-step process. We'd be glad to help you do it yourself at home if you'd like some information on that. But we have some special proprietary cleaners that we'll spray on ahead of time. Well, first thing we do is we get everything rinsed off and kind of wet. You want everything to be damp, because when you get ready to put a cleaner on, you don't want it to go through and hit a dry surface and streak it and have a streak that you can't get out. Then we'll put on our environmental friendly cleaners. Sometimes we use a foam to help it stick to the surface, and we'll let that sit there 8, 10, sometimes 12 to 15 minutes. And once that's good and penetrated and through there, we'll go through and rinse it off. we use our pressure washers, but we don't use a whole lot of we don't use a whole lot of pressure while we rinse that off. If it's something that needs more pressure, we'll get a brush out, a soft bristle brush, and some cleaning agent, and clean it with a brush, and then rinse it off. You don't want to take an area and beat it to death with a pressure washer. So we'll go through that whole step. Then after it's done, we will make sure we protect the surface. We want to keep the mold of the mildew from coming back. We want to close up pores if we can. We want to give it kind of its original luster and shine. And so we have a protectant for all surfaces that we spray on before we leave. And so that's kind of what you get with a professional doing it. Our company, we've investigated, we've studied, we've got a clear set of practices that we use. You know, the most expensive investment you'll ever make in your life is your home. And I love DIY projects. I love things that we can do on our own. But it won't take you very long at all if you've got a pressure washer in hand and you're not sure what kind of settings, what kind of tips, what kind of methods to use. It won't take you long at all to do $30,000, $40,000 worth of damage, and you won't even realize you've done it until it's too late. If you do have a DIY project, I'll be glad to help you. You can call me at 281-245-9529, or we'll also be glad to send someone out and see if we can get it taken care of for you. This is Shane with Home Renew of Texas. Look, don't tear it down and start over. Renew it. And let's use Home Renew of Texas to do that. 281-245-9529. Thank you.